Good afternoon, good afternoon. How are you all? We are busy over here learning to radiate by design because this show is called Radiance by Design, and that's the practice we're working on in this show. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And what I'd like to talk about today is raising your fields and frequencies, which we always are working on at some level or from some perspective or another. And do you remember last week, I think, and also the week before, I mentioned the Merkaba or the Merkaba, which is your light body. We're going to talk a little bit about getting our light body activated because it's the body that helps us shift levels of consciousness. We're also going to work with the structures, which are a little different than the light body. The guides, my guides and angels, I channel some of the time, usually not on the air or in my sessions. But in any case, my guides explained how to do the structures, and they vary, but they're really vibrational structures that help you attune to the frequency it takes to manifest whatever you're going to manifest, because we are vibrational beings of light, vibrational vehicles of light. We're energy first, and then we're physical after, and we download a whole lot of stuff that's out in the universe, that's in our different dimensions, that's in our energy body, and we talk about that. We also take callers in this show, and we're going to work on using our vibrations on healing relationship difficulties, tensions in relationships, physical difficulties, a lot of the same stuff. But the guide said today, before Seth called us for our BBS show with you, they were saying that we need to do some structures, which we're going to do, and we're going to do some breathing exercises in order to raise our fields and frequencies. Why bother? Because there are many, many dimensions out there, and even though we're on the third dimensional level, when we learn to go from one dimension, third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension, we're taking over more and more and more of our consciousness and more of our potential to be amazing critters out here in the universe, connecting with many of our universal brothers and sisters, star beings, and so on. And it's also a wonderful tool for healing, change the energy, change the reality. Now, it's pretty unusual to start the show with a caller, but I know that we have a wonderful caller waiting online, so let's take her first, and then we're going to go on and do our structure, the vibrational structure, which becomes your workshop, your research center, your lab for manifestation and so on and healing. So good afternoon. You're on the air. You're the early bird. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi. BB.
BB?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Do you have a nice question for me?
Yes. My mother recently passed away.
Oh, dear.
And I was wondering if she has any messages or if she has anything to say to us.
Yes, and how did she pass? Did she have a lot of stomach and did she have heart problems?
She was diagnosed with a cancer of the esophagus in late March.
Okay.
But that was before she even had any pain. She was just feeling a little bit of nauseous and throwing up a bit, but no pain at all.
Okay.
And then she had a fall, and she had a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, dear.
And then she was in a nursing home she was in hospital for 4 days, and then she moved to a skilled nursing facility. And then she was coming in and out, and then one day she just stopped breathing. I guess she choked on some phlegm or something.
Bless her heart, eh? And she passed how long ago?
That was April 26th.
Okay. She has had... You know what's interesting, Bibi? I see a real restriction in her... If you look at the chest and you talk about her ability to love, so she's going through a terrific amount of healing. And yes, she has a lot of... her message, it seems more like this, like it's a presentation of emotion. And she's saying that she had a terrific restriction in this lifetime in her ability to really express her love.
Mm-hmm.
She had a rather, did she have a rather large family, didn't she?
Well, she had five daughters.
Okay, well, that's large. She's saying that she had a terrible time. She was very restricted in her feelings of love, in her expression of her feelings of love for her children. And for that, she has deep regret. I feel tears in my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's going through, I guess it's a reassortment. I don't quite know what goes on over there, but of course she has healing help around her. But she's understanding a lot more of what she suppressed in herself and is being helped to unravel that and see the shift. And that she loves her daughters, she loves her family, is what she's saying, very much, including her own sisters, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we know that.
Yes, and she has had a great deal of difficulty expressing that as a woman. And again, she says, I truly regret that.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and you know something, Vivi?
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard for her, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't an easy person to understand in some ways, do you understand?
We knew she loved us a lot, but we all had problem expressing ourselves.
And she passed that on, but not, she didn't pass it on what we would say gracefully. She passed it on through restriction, you see? And and she loves you very much, and she has, I'm going to cry, she has a lot to say. Were you the one, somebody helped her a lot. You helped her a great deal around some particular issue, and she's very grateful for that.
Hmm.
And I feel deep tears. It's something to do with a very difficult patch that she went through, I would say, a couple of years back. But what, did one of your other sisters help her more near the end, live with her?
I lived with her.
Oh, you lived with her.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, she is very, very, very grateful for all you did.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also very grateful for the beings that she had. Who you all are as her family are wonderful beings, and she had no way to express that, and she's really grateful for that. But, you know, she says that even though you're the one who helped her, like, and lived with her and so on, there was something enormous that you helped her with a while back. Very, very big, which has helped her undo a big kind of a knot within herself. It has to do maybe with her husband. It has to do with a male, but it opened something in her. You worked with her on something, and even though you were fairly terse, a little bit angry about it, you helped her a great deal, and it helped her feel free enough to open when she came through. She was really glad to come through, do you understand? To go on to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Move through the veil. But you want to sit with this for a little while, because I'm not sure what she's saying, but she says you helped her tremendously, and you have to know that. And then I'm getting it. It's through some kind of expression of the truth of your feelings, and you brought her awake at some level where she had been rigid and terse and refusing to
Well,
open.
I helped her a lot towards the end, just the last few weeks.
Oh, honey, you did a lot for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying how grateful she is, but she's saying also that she's carrying on what you did for her. She is managing to open and carry on where she is now.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and she wants you to know how important that is and how valuable that is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a niece?
Hmm?
Anyway, she says that that's, and we all know this too, when they can release on that side, and when we can release inside of our own hearts, it releases the children in the next generation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That she loves you.
So she's okay.
She is more than okay. She's more awake than some people on that side.
Mm-hmm.
She's more, she's been inspired by teachings and by influences of her family, and she's moving.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you please hold on? Hey, why don't you pick up the phone? Why don't you pick up the phone? It's we, hot for me to.
Bibi? I'll tell you this, Bibi.
Hello,
because
my other sister is trying to listen to the radio. Actually, you know her. We're Vicky's sisters.
Oh, Vicky. Oh, bless you guys' heart. I didn't know about your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I can't spend too much longer because this is a live radio show.
Okay, okay.
But I just want to tell you this, that she is waking. You have all influenced her, so she's able to open and move beyond where she was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you're going to feel as restricted either as a result of her passing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Vicky did a lot of work on her.
Oh, so, okay, because I saw two of you having a huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
don't undervalue any of your work. You did a great job, and
okay.
she loves you very much.
Okay, thank
all right.
you.
Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh. Is it possible to ask one other question?
Sure.
I'm having some personal relationship problems. I'm wondering if I should just move on without that person. Can you tell me anything?
I'll tell you something, and I won't make that decision for you, but
mm-hmm.
When you're with that person, you lock up a whole aspect of your nature. And when I look at your mother, I go, to unlock your true nature is really a wonderful, wonderful experience to give to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the way your relationship has been, you have an awful lot congested in your stomach and in your chest, and you're holding back tightly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, this is not necessarily a very transformative relationship, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And if you should leave, it won't be long before you'll be with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. you have to be the one who decides. I don't like to break people up, but I don't like the fact that you're all tight and suppressed in there. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to open, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like he doesn't open much?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yes.
Two people that are locked together have to either waken each other or pull apart long enough for the stuffings to come out. You see what I mean? So that you can move into your wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Yes, seems like we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I feel like there's a stuck at part in you. You can always email me with further questions, Veronica at Veronica Entwistle.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Much love to you and Vicky and the whole
okay.
family.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, the interesting thing about that particular call, outside of the fact that we know these people and we send them much love, but I didn't know that at the beginning, but the interesting thing is showing that the impact on this woman who was closed in her life and suppressed her natural love, you know, our ability to expand in love and share that with people openly, she had suppressed a lot of that because of defensive activities, and of course we all have some version of that. But there are things that people did in that family that really helped her open. So now that she's on the other side, she is opening, and she's moving and a-grooving. And we can all do that for each other, and they'll hear from her again soon. So many blessings to the mother who's on her way. Hmm. So let's move back into, and thank you for your call, Bibi. Let's move back into our discussion about the energy body and the Merkaba and the, oh, I know, we're going to start off with the structure. Now, remember, these vibrational structures are places where you can create the resonance that you want. You can create this research lab in which you can redesign whole aspects of your beingness. And if that's a caller, we're going to wait for a minute if you can wait on hold, and we'll talk to you after the structure. So take a few deep breaths. You know, our breath, I just want to say this before we go into the structure, our breath actually holds in place emotional reactions we had. You know how we're designed by our frequencies in our body, mind. And the way we breathe and the way we react in stress and trauma, for example, might well have been created when we were born, the way we were born, whether we were out of breath, whether our breath burst, whether somebody whopped our bottom, whatever, you know. But all the way through life, we create these kind of breath responses to trauma and so on. So So breathing, conscious breathing, not unconscious, but conscious breathing, is a great way to heal and reduce huge psychological difficulties or traps, or in the case of Bibi and her family and her mother and so on, suppressions to her own lovability and lovingness that she might have expressed more easily had she sat down and done some amazing breathing exercises. So let's take a couple of deep breaths to release our past traumas. Deep, deep breath. Good. Now focus above your head, perhaps 2 miles, and create there a golden ball, and it's a very radiant, radiant golden ball. And below your spine, maybe 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper golden ball, right through your spine into the lower golden ball, and I'm thinking lately, should be from the grand central sun or the galactic center, right through the golden balls, through the spine, to the lower golden ball and into the core of the earth. Another, a beautiful filament of light. And whenever I run that through, I feel its radiance. Do you? Let that filament of light speak to you. Good. And now around your waist, perhaps 8 feet in radius around your body, many, many, many golden balls that create an entire circle. And now from the upper golden ball to this circle of golden balls, a myriad of pink filaments of light. So you have a shimmering canopy of light pointed up. And then the same thing pointed down, a canopy of light created from the circle of golden balls to the lower golden ball. Now feel yourself in the presence of this structure. And now create a crystal ball around you. Crystal ball touches the inside edges of your structure. Good work. Now what does it feel like to be in the crystal ball? It's softer, isn't it? Yeah, it's creative. It's kind of the womb of your consciousness. And now move into a double tetrahedron, which is a three-sided pyramid pointing up and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. So you're in a kind of a diamond-like structure. Or you could say that you're in a Star of David structure. That's a three-sided pyramid pointing up and then move 60 degrees around, a three-sided pyramid pointing down, so that when they intersect about a third of the way through these two pyramids, they create a star. And you're inside of this star tetrahedron. Now let yourself spin and spin and spin in either the double tetrahedron or the star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and feel the vibrations moving through your body, mind. Spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, look in front of you at the great magical screen. And on the screen, take a minute and put the pictures, the visions of that which you wish to create. Yes. Now, it might be about your soul journey. It could be about your resources. It could be about putting healings for friends or people that you're working on. You can have wonderful pictures of political outcome. Resources for the whole world. Personal healing. Books you want to write. Movies you want to make. Houses you want to build. Now, while you're doing those pictures, remember to feel what it's like to be in those pictures. This is not just an idea. This is actually something that you're going to live in your consciousness world. Good work. Now move back into this star tetrahedron in your consciousness. Give yourself a few more spins. And the other thing that we were doing with that is while you're spinning in your double tetrahedron or your star tetrahedron, pull up a thread, a filament like, or actually a thread of consciousness like victim. Pick up something like victim or martyr or something that runs through the collective. And then spin and spin with that in your consciousness and see if it doesn't spin out. Spin, spin, spin. I'm spinning the victim, spinning the victim. Yeah, and you'll notice that your body starts changing and it seems to spin it out. I was talking to someone today who said then she just rolls it up into a ball, throws it away. Throws it into the grand invisible incinerator out there. Great. And then let's come back into the room. And let's talk about it. I mean, all this spinning is kind of a lot of work, isn't it? But what the goal is here is we're wanting to raise our fields and wanting to raise our frequencies. So, look, if you've got something that's hanging you up or something that's, you know, say you're disappointed, say just take disappointment. You're really disappointed in something. Or you have a lot of grief or you have a lot of anger about something. Put it in this double tetrahedron. Just stick it in that diamond shape and then spin it and spin it and spin it. Or so, say you're going in to talk to somebody and you're really frustrated with that person. And then you want to go and see the person and talk to them and you want to, if you go in and your vibrations are just all over the place, you know what'll happen is you evoke an interaction, a vibrational interaction. Well, one very quick instantaneous tool you can use is you can start spinning and spinning and spinning yourself in the star tetrahedron or the double tetrahedron. And then as you, in your mind's eye, that's what you're doing, and you can feel it. And then as you enter, then your fields are not hitting that person and bouncing off that person. Your fields are going to be more, we'd say, kind of neutral in effect. You're going to be raising your fields in frequency and not getting kind of that old Velcro thing of being stuck in wherever the frequencies are, stuck evoking in them some real anger and so on. You have a greater chance of healing things. All right, so here's another thing we're going to do. Oh, and I haven't got the numbers here. Do you have the numbers, Bob? Okay. You can see the numbers there. You're welcome to call in and ask a question if you like. Now, let's talk about the Merkabah. Apparently, with the Merkabah, the guides we're talking about is that it's your vibrational vehicle so that we moved dimensions. We've moved dimensions to come here and so on. And we have the ability, the guides were saying this when we were talking, channeling earlier, that we actually have the ability, if all heck breaks loose on the planet, we have the ability to spin our Merkabahs and actually lift up and out of the third dimension and actually go traveling in the universe. Sometimes I chuckle, and they were laughing with me, because I think of having out there in the universe somewhere used Merkabah lots. Because I think what's true is even though when we spin our Merkabahs and we all have a similar shape, just like people are all different, I think these light bodies, these vehicles of light, are all slightly different shapes as well and represent our persona. Apparently the Merkabah energy is very huge. It's really way beyond us. And what I read is that because we don't focus on it, because like we've parked it, if you want to look at it that way, we've kind of parked it as a species, and we don't actually practice moving it. Some people who have studied with Drunvalo and various other Merkabah teachers have, and it's an ancient Egyptian tool, I think, as well, for changing. And remember, they had a lot of visitations from the gods, which I believe helped to do the pyramids and so on. But anyway, if we don't ever pay attention to it, then it kind of, well, it doesn't wither, but apparently becomes very inert. It's very inactive. So here's the art of our looking and knowing that we have humongous, I'm glad you called, I'll just get with you in a minute, I'll just finish this thought, but we apparently have these humongous potentials that we have not touched. And one of our goals, raising our fields and frequencies, is of course ascension. And we've had many interpretations of what ascension means over the last, 20 years in metaphysics. My understanding is we just get to a higher and higher frequency, so that we're less limited by the third dimension. We might choose to be in the third dimension, but as we raise our fields and frequencies, we also have access to the love, the wisdom, the transformative qualities, the ability to travel out in the universe, and all of these things we can do if we're at a higher frequency level. So back to the Merkaba, it's like if we can raise our fields and frequencies and move up into it, we can eventually use the Merkaba. We can activate our light bodies, which looks a little like a star tetrahedron. Apparently, it's like a star tetrahedron that when you spin and spin and spin it, it gets a disc-like look rather than, if you spin a star, if you spin a Star of David that's three-dimensional, and you spin it and spin it, it's going to look like a ball, isn't it? And then what I was reading is it becomes kind of a disc-like thing. Maybe that's what spaceships really are. Holy mackerel, who would have thought? But in any case, I was reading something else that said when you raise your fields and frequencies, then you can literally reach for different consciously, use it to reach for different levels and dimensions with all that that means. So we're going to do some breathing exercises after I speak to this next person, and we're going to talk more about Merkabas. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
You do get involved with paradigm shifting, correct?
I can't quite hear you. I'm sorry.
You are involved in paradigm shifting?
You betcha.
Okay. Well, I believe I'm a paradigm shifter, and I didn't mean to be. Like, some bad things happened to me, and I met this bad person. I saw a lot of different interdimensional beings, and three ships came around my house. I passed out and ended up here. And everything looks different to me.
Oh, wow. When did that happen?
A few months back.
Were you scared?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still scared.
So talk about it for a minute. So what you say is there are three ships around your house.
Yes. And I passed out and woke up here.
Where did you wake up?
I woke up in a hospital.
Oh, you're in a hospital right now?
No. No, that's just where I woke up at. But the sky is different to me, like the sun is different to me. Like fireflies light up a different color. The people here, their faces are familiar, but they act differently. It's hard to explain, and it's like I hit some kind of parallel universe or something, and I'm not really very comfortable here. And I'd like to try to find my way back.
And how old are you?
I'm in my 20s.
Okay, and nothing like that has ever... Okay, so here's what I want to say right away. The guides are saying, first of all, that you had an experience in which you... You know how we have an experience and it suddenly we can understand how other people are?
Yeah.
So you've had an experience which took you right into the reality of a whole different other species and another dimension. And have you been... treated like you've been sick since you came back?
I've tried to get a like hypnotherapist and everything, but I'm so shocked from the whole ordeal that they can't even hypnotize me.
They can't even hypnotize you?
Yeah.
Let me see here.
I really just want to try to figure out if I can find my way back. And
first of all, how do you...
to your show.
I'm sorry,
so
I interrupted you.
Know more about it.
Okay. So one of the things about you is that I think, first of all, you're going to find your way back just fine. Second of all, I feel like you'll never be the same again because it's called a transformational experience.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to use this information because there are going to be more of these beings, only they're going to be, some of them are going to be of great assistance, some of them are not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it felt like I went down to like this rabbit hole almost. You know,
can you remember all of it or just bits and pieces?
I can remember most of it, yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I saw certain different beings. The ones I remember the most were, you know, one were grays, and the others were electronic. They were, when they stepped into a room, they made everything that was electronic just, you know, go haywire. And I don't know, I remember some type of portal or something. I remember seeing this thing spinning, you know, and going through it. And, you know, like,
did they talk to you or did they touch you?
A lot of times they would, like, you know, I don't know if this is called a walk-in or not. I didn't know a whole lot about this stuff before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's called a walk-in or what, but it was like almost like they would step into people's bodies to talk to me.
Well, that makes sense to me, actually. Being an intuitive, I mean, that's not a hard thing to understand. Because remember we were just talking, I don't know if you were listening to the show, but we're vibrational beings first. We're physical second, right? So they're working and transforming, meaning they're traveling on a vibrational reality level.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you might be being trained for something. Did you feel that?
No. It was a bad incident, and I just want to go back.
Well, I think that there's an implant.
I was just running into the wrong person is what happened.
You what?
Or he wasn't really a person. I mean, is running into the wrong being, let's say.
And is he the one that introduced you to this whole idea?
Yeah, he started off. I don't know what. I don't know how in the world he, you know, was doing it, but it's almost like he was using, like, mind control techniques or something.
Yeah, you know what? That's a pretty common talent even here on this planet. Even without ETs, you know that?
Yeah, well, I figured that out. And
yeah.
It's like he would implant these fears into my mind without even really saying anything.
Yeah. Sounds like a political campaign to me. I'll tell you what, honey, you know what? We could talk for quite a while, but I know some great experts on this who are much more expert than I am. I want you to go online and go into ethealing.com.
E-T what?
ethealing.com.
Okay.
The woman's name is Jackie Salvitti, and she's my co-host. It's her show that I'm on Thursday nights, which is called ET Healing. And it's not a call-in show, but if you email her a little bit of your story, she will lead you better than I can. I can do some with you, but she can do a lot.
Okay, well, I really appreciate it, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I hope that you'll let us know what happened.
Yes, I'll let you know.
Yeah, please even call into the show because people will want to know. I know it's going to be a great advantage to you because you're going to become very strong as a result.
Okay.
But you'll never be the same because
we never are. That's true. It's called ET what?
ethealing.com.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thanks for your call, honey.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was interesting because we believe this. I mean, there are so many extraterrestrial alien beings. Some of them are living here amongst us. Maybe you're one. Maybe I'm one. You know, I actually was in a room one time when this woman was having an electroencephalogram, and just my energy presence kept throwing the whole thing off kilter. So I sort of laugh and go, well, beings of other, different people with different resonances have a huge effect. I mean, it's just the way it is. And here we're learning how to shift our resonance. So I'm not going to go way into the old ET healing. I'm not going into the ET thing right now because I'm not really an expert. But Jackie sure is, and so is Dolores Cannon, who also has shows on this station. There are a number of people who are ET people who are on BBS. So we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Peg.
Hi, Peg. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. I'm stuck in my second and third chakra.
Okay.
Because I have like a little bug in my tummy. And I think it's the second and third chakra. So I've been working on that with doing the vibrational. And it doesn't seem to want to really move.
Okay, everybody, we're going to do some healing energy. Are you ready? Here we go. Hang on, I have to put my move myself so I can wave my arms around. All right, so let's call in. This is called raising the field, raising the frequency. I'm glad Peg called because we're talking about lifting our resonance for the sake of healing as well as anything else. So I want everybody at home to wrap yourselves in light. In fact, you can shape a little tetrahedron, double tetrahedron, a star tetrahedron around you. It's a great practice to do that. And it's call in the highest beings, light and consciousness. All right, now we're going to send to, let's see how we're going to do this. I want to make sure we don't all interact with each other. Yeah, I don't think we will. Make sure you're wrapped in light or you just take on other people's energy. And now we're going to have Peg, we're going to have you focus, and other people too, focus on your perineum. That's the flesh at the bottom of your torso, between your legs. There's a piece of flesh there. I want you to focus there, and we're sending the violet fire up through the perineum, right up through the perineum. And for you, Peg, I'm going to have you focus right below your navel. Now, if you at home have other pains or areas of congestion, focus there. Two eagles just crossed places in front of me right now. It's very beautiful. Okay, and we're going to send some light, some healing light. That's right. And have it burst through. You know what? You have a lot of congested feelings sitting in your all around the navel, which is the guides used to call it the fear donut. We kind of plaster fears in there when we don't know what to do with them. And as you're clearing out, you've got some kind of viral thing which is clearing you out. Look at it as a purposeful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing around your navel is all this funny old energy and stuff, and then your legs get weird. Can you feel that?
Yeah, they feel kind of buzzing.
Yeah, so if you think about it, you say, okay, the virus thing is just sitting around my navel area, and when I'm pushing on it with the violet fire, then my legs get really wobbly. Now, the legs are how we support ourselves, so somewhere along the way, you learned that your support and your fears all went together, so you're afraid of not having support at some level. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So what we want to do is just keep sending the violet fire. Move. Those are just beliefs, you guys. These are not real truths. So remember, change the energy, change the reality. So we're going to keep sending the vibration of violet fire with the guides and angels up through Peg's body and through your own. And some of you at home are having a different experience. There you go, Peg. It's moving up through your chest. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I did. Well, bloop.
So we're going back to the perineum, and people at home, when you're stuck energetically, you want to wrap yourself in light and call in your guides and angels and Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, and then drop your attention to the perineum because it's a real nugget point for rapid change, and you'll find your body starts to shake the way it holds a huge map of energy reaction. There you go, right up through there. And now, one more time with Peg. You should be rumbling in the belly by now.
A little bit, I am.
Or is, what was it, Winnie the Pooh?
But I don't have, yeah.
Rumbly in my tumbly.
Hey, rumbly in my tumbly, yes.
There you go, a little bit more. And I'm not going to do the whole thing, but what I'm satisfied because, in a way, what's happening, Peg, and we'll talk in a couple of hours, but there's some movement going on, but you had some... Remember, people, when we have a lot of, like, fear, congested energy there, it really grabs onto the bacteria and the virus. Mm-hmm. And it's not, you're not seriously viral. You've caught some kind of socially acceptable flu.
I know that's what my chiropractor said, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's terrible, but if I were you, I'd drink as much water as I can, alkaline water.
Okay.
And maybe hop into a tub with Epsom salt.
Uh-huh.
One more try here.
Yeah, I've been drinking some electrolytes.
Good. But the guides always say, like, drink a lot of water, like 6-8 glasses an hour. Could drive you crazy.
Okay. I'll be floating.
It keeps you so busy you forget you're sick. All right, so I will release you now, even though
okay.
I know it's you should be sweating a little bit, are you?
I am, yes. And my house is, you know, a little cool. Wow, I am.
Okay, well, good. So we heated you up.
Yes, you did.
Come on, baby,
through.
Light my fire. Thank you for your call, Peg, and I'll talk to you in a few hours. You can email me, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye-bye.
And to you. Now, everybody at home, I want you to let me know what happened, but that's a really good example of how you can shift the energy of things in your body, mind. Now what we're going to do continually do that is we're going to do some rapid panting through the nose. And this is the cliff notes. I always say this is cheating because any of you who have studied pranayama know this is kind of like, this is the weak sister of pranayama. But anyway, it still works, guess what? Because breath itself, when it's used consciously, can be a tremendous healing tool, and actually it's free, right? So once again, we're going to wrap ourselves in light. I'll move my face from the microphone so you don't hear this incredible puffing and panting. And then we're going to just do 1 minute of rapid panting. And whilst you're doing it, focus on your chakras, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. For those of you who don't know what they are, they're vibrational energy centers that are encoded with programs and patterns that run several of the levels of your human consciousness. So as you breathe, what happens is your electrical circuitry starts to sort of pick up speed and starts to vibrate at a better level. So just play with this and just breathe like mad and try to focus on your colors. And if you can't focus on your colors, just focus on your body filling with light. Remember, it's got to get to your fingertips too. So let's have fun. We're going to breathe for a minute. Well, it was close to a minute. How did you do? I tell you what's funny is when you get pains in your body, as I did, I got some funny aches and pains in funny parts of my body. The idea is you keep going through them because those represent where you trapped energy behind reactions in your life. Now, there are much more elegant and much more complex styles of doing energy breathing. However, this one I like because I always recommend that you do 2 minutes because the red light is 3 minutes. So you can't say, oh, yeah, I'd meditate, but, you know, I don't have time. I don't this, I don't that. You know what? You can do it while you're on hold sometimes, as long as people don't, you know, you don't want to hear a lot of people doing that or people think you're having an orgasm or something, and it might be rather embarrassing. However, it's very effective. Now, where you get those tensions in your body, and I got them in behind the mastoid, and somebody had told me today that the bones of the back of the ears are what holds all kinds of trickery in your body. So now I'm going to have to call her and find out what that's all about. If you're listening, Vicki, call in and tell us. But anyway, mine got really, really uncomfortable during just that 1 little minute of breathing. What happened with you? Anyway, so there we are. We're doing breathing in order to raise your fields and frequency. And how did your body feel? Because mine feels way lighter and way freer. Now here's another one that I'm going to just give you an example of, and I'll let you do it because ideally you want to do it for like 10 or 15 minutes. And it's like this, it's breathing in. And again, if you can empty your mind, it really helps. But I also find it helps to do the chakras, or for example, if you have a pain in your chest or a pain in your belly, do it in that, focus into that area and just keep breathing until something happens. You might find that the pain disperses. You might find it begins to take over other parts of your body. You might find all kinds of things. But when you let yourself go inside and go with the areas of congestion, it really helps. Things will disperse. You can actually get rid of pain quite a bit. The other thing is if you do your chakras, it's a lot of us have very active minds, so it keeps your mind really busy, and it also will help to consciously reflect its activity in how your chakras get brighter and clearer. And as you brighten your chakras, you literally clear up a whole bunch of the densities of past programmings that are sitting in there waiting to act out of your subconscious. Isn't that neat? All right, so now we're going to go back to, oh, here's the exercise I was going to tell you before I go on to either questions or some other ideas about doing relationship stuff with vibrational activities. Here's a great one. Take a deep breath. Out three times. In. Out three times. In. Out three times. So you're going. What happens when you start doing that? I'm actually really dizzy. Do that for 10 or 15 minutes, and you're going to find that you can really fly. How I learned it, I won't go into that. But some of this stuff comes from The Art of Living, from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar Pandaji, who is a student of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And I don't think he was a breakaway. I don't know if they had problems or whatever, but he was one of his really strong students. And then he moved off with some of his own teachings, and they come out in a thing called The Art of Living, which I studied some years back, actually, and maybe I'd love to do it again, because I'll be with you in just a minute. Because his breathing techniques, these are Kriya breathing techniques, and you know your Kriyas are when you get those, like, energy alignments, and bam, you wake up to aspects of yourself that have been hiding behind these densities. All right, so we have another caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. This is Carmela.
Hi, Carmela. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I wanted to talk just briefly, if we could. I'm kind of in I know I'm in kind of a transformative segment of my life right now.
Good. That's a good thing.
It's wonderful, except that I'm kind of getting caught on some issues, and I'm trying to, you know, as usual, kind of try and figure them out mentally. Driving myself crazy. And
that's what the mind's supposed to do, isn't it? Drive us crazy.
Well, I'm not happy about it. But anyway, the thing is, I have like a business that's been kind of plugging along and not like what I call sailing, which is what I'd like it to do eventually. It's a fantastic art and design business that I have.
Mm, wow.
And part of what's going on is that I have this foot that has, like, pretty severe neuropathy that happened to me 9 years ago.
Hmm.
And it's kind of keeping me from moving ahead on one level. And on another level, it's kept me in my studio doing design work. So that's the good news.
Is it your left foot?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did you have an injury?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your question is, first of all, you want to work on your foot, or do you want to see where you want to go? Is there a question in you about what you want, is what I'm thinking about, where you're going?
Say that again?
Do you have, just rephrase your question, I want to go your direction.
Well, what it is, is like I feel stymied by the fact that I have this major health problem, which is kind of interfering basically with marketing
mm-hmm.
my business. And I, on one level, I don't know if that's actually the problem or if it's, you know, if it's just indicative of a deeper problem that I have. And I need guidance on whether to let the foot kind of, you know, give me some limitations and kind of stay in my studio and let some other people do my marketing, or whether I could, if I kind of walked out into the world, if I could manage to do that and get my foot well.
First of all, I'm asking the guides if your foot can get well. It seems to have something inside of it. I know you said neuropathy, which is kind of like a phantom inflammation of nerves, is it not?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very painful.
Yeah, I've heard that. I have another client who's had that. She got a lot of help from a fellow who does, I think he does bioidentical hormones and brain chemistry work. I want to say that. But anyway, I'm going to go into your foot and see what's up, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And it's actually what's down, isn't it? It seems like there's quite a knot in behind the ball of the foot. And also it seems that it's very connected to a deep kind of a frustration. Were you, when this started to happen, were you in a state of deep anguish, of anger and resistance, and not something about, like, I'm really mad, I don't, it's like I'm resisting a whole lot of something, some kind of invasion or some kind of dominance?
Yeah, it's really interesting that you said that, because I have, like, 90% men in my life. You know, like, I have a husband, I have two sons, I have uncle, I have a father, all of my women relatives are gone, and I feel kind of like I'm always at the mercy of what they need. And at the time I broke my foot, I was actually working with my younger son to get him recruited onto a college golf team. And I was really overwhelmed, you know, with just all the issues of being a wife and mother, you know. And I have this, I have in my chart, my astrology chart, I have a grand trine.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I have a gift, you know, it's a gift. Yeah. And I have, you know, an artistic gift. And I wasn't really able to do any of it.
But you know what's really interesting?
What?
You know this, I think, that your left side is your feminine, your intuitive, and all of that.
Right.
And so going ahead in your feminine right, because I'm getting this, that there's a, it's not rebellion, it's more of an anguish, holding back, feeling like you don't deserve, feeling like it's not okay to have that power.
Yeah.
And it's almost gnarled and crippled. And I'm going, but Carmela, you, it's like this, I want to smile and say, you can pop it open. Somehow you can come out of this. And I don't know how, but it's going to be like a really powerful expression of, it's almost a male expression of your femininity, which sounds paradoxical.
No,
but
it's very like, masculine energy that wants to come through. I'm on board with that one.
Isn't it great? And I feel like it's almost like, well, you know, you could take a Spanish dancer with a ruffled skirt and a red rose in her teeth and all that, who really is stomping out her femininity. It's like that kind of irony. And I'm laughing, going, you know, there's something about you that could come forward, but you're going to have to, and I think you really, really want it, but you could spend your life without having it.
Yep.
And I feel like you're going to push past something to do with this foot. But I'll tell you what, if you're getting energy work done and you're getting body work done, I would want to work right into your spleen, gallbladder, all those organs around the middle part of your body need to be pumped up, because that's where the suppression has really taken root. And I mean suppression, because I'll tell you what's funny about you is you are a funny woman. You could be quite hilarious, quite impossible, and quite out there. But all of that is gnarled up in these organs, and I'm going, oh, Carmela, it's almost like you need to have the body work and you need to have that rambunctious femininity come forward. One
yeah.
of your sons would absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's funny. I've been wanting to take, like, an improv class, in some, you know, like improvisation.
That would be excellent. But also, you know, I have to go now. I'm being pulled off stage. But that would be absolutely excellent. Let us know what you're going to come up with, because I believe expression is going to be part of the way out of it. And I would actually get some body work on, especially in the left part, middle part of your body.
Okay, thank you. Listen, I may call or email you.
I'd love that. Thanks
yes.
very much for your call,
thank
Carmel.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It was a very brave, courageous call. Hey, everybody, it's time for me to say goodbye. But you know what? We have a paradigm shifter who's coming on at 5 o'clock, and her name is Gail Minogue. And she's quite an amazing woman. She's also a member of the Dowsers. I'm coming down to Santa Cruz to talk at the Dowsers conference coming up on July 4th weekend. And Gail Minogue is going to be there giving her talk. She does numbers, and her approach to numbers is wonderful. She talks about the numerology of the world affairs, our leaders, the election, all that kind of stuff, as well as telling us about our own numbers and how to use them, how to make your awareness of your imprint, of the imprint of who you are before you really activate your Merkaba, because you don't want to get lost out there in the universe, do you? You're not going to be able to listen to her. So tune in at 5 o'clock and find out how to figure out what your numbers are, if you already know them, how to empower your soul journey by knowing your numbers. Gail Minogue, and you can check her, www.gailminogue.com. She's got all kinds of clips and interviews and all that kind of stuff, so you can really participate with her at 5 o'clock today. I'm looking forward to seeing you in about 4 minutes. Much love. Thank you so much for your calls. I'll see those of you who tune in next Tuesday at 4 o'clock, Radiance by Design. This is Veronica Entwistle saying I just love you, and thank you for calling and being and listening. Many blessings. See you on Thursday night at 8 o'clock with Jackie Solovitti on ET Healing here on BBS Radio. See you at 5 o'clock.